This is Lesson 4 in our systematic study of the book of 1 John, and it is entitled, Who is Jesus? The Father's Hand and Righteous Living. We'll be covering 1 John 2:20-29 in this lesson, and you can find the lesson that goes along with this podcast episode on the Moral Foundations website at moral-foundations.com. Once on the website, click on the Bible Studies link and choose the book of 1 John, Lesson 4, to find the content that goes along with this episode. So let's go ahead and get started and put these verses into plain language and make them easier to understand and to teach. Now, in this passage, John continues by saying that the true Christian has an unction or an anointing from the Holy One, meaning God. Now, this anointing is the truth that God has placed in the heart of the true believer, which allows them to know the truth when they hear it, meaning the gospel message. John says that he understood that those he was writing to already know the truth of the gospel message, which is why they have made professions of belief to begin with. They know the gospel message is true, and that it is not a lie. He says that a liar is the one that denies that Jesus is the Christ. He says that the one that denies the Father and the Son is an antichrist. He states that the person that denies Jesus Christ as the Son of God also denies God the Father. And the person that believes that Jesus is the Christ has both Father and Son and eternal life. John says that he wants his hearers to continue in the belief that Jesus is the Christ. And if they do this, then they will continue to be in fellowship with the Father and the Son. Along with this belief in the Father and Son comes the eternal life that can only be found in Christ and given by the Father. John explains that he was writing all the things he has written because there were many that sought to seduce or remove this belief from them. He says that the gospel message that his hearers had accepted was given to them by God. It was God, not men, that had brought his hearers to believe the truth of the gospel message. And because it was God that had done this and not men, it could not be taken from them. John urges his readers to continue to abide in Christ, which meant to continue to believe that which they believed, and to continue to grow in obedience to God, so that when they met Christ, they would not be ashamed. John then ends this chapter by reminding his readers that God is righteous, and that those that lived a life of righteousness, or a life of obedience, were truly born of him and had eternal life. Now let's go over some of the doctrines that are found here. The first being that God is the one that reveals the truth to the true convert. He is the one that brings them to life. He is the one that allows them to accept and believe the truth of the gospel message. Number two, anyone that denies Jesus as the Christ does not have eternal life. Number three, no one can remove true faith in Christ from the true believer. Number four, the true convert will not be ashamed when he meets Christ at his coming. And number five, the standard by which the believer knows that he has been born again is by looking at their works. So now let's go ahead and go over these doctrines, see where they're found, and how they might apply to our students. The first being here, number one, in Matthew 16, Jesus asks his disciples a question. He says, "Who do men say that I am?" Now the disciples answered and said, "Well, some men say that you're John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." Then Jesus asked another question, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Peter answers and says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now Jesus then responds to him by saying, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." Now this conversation is exactly what John is referring to when he is saying that his hearers had an unction or an anointing from the Holy One. Jesus called Peter blessed of God. Now this means the same thing. It is God the Father that reveals the true nature of Jesus Christ to his children. It is he that causes them to believe the message of the gospel. Jesus also says in John 6 that no man could come unto him except the Father which had sent him draw him, and that it had to be given to him from the Father. Now this means that true belief is an act of God, whereby God the Father reveals the truths of his Son to man, and then he draws that man to Christ in order to be saved. Now, this is a key doctrine of the Christian faith concerning salvation, and one that is much denied and abused by false teachers. It is imperative that your students learn the truth of true faith being a personal act of God the Father in the life of the believer. A person is not saved because they believe the gospel. They believe the gospel because they have been saved. Make sure that your students get this point. It cannot be stressed how important this is. The second thing here to discuss is that John makes it clear that anyone that denies Jesus Christ is not of God, and it should be clear why. Because if they were of God, God the Father would have revealed the truth of who Jesus is, and he would have drawn them to his Son in order to be saved. Those that deny Jesus is the Christ have not the Father, as John points out. Because if they had the Father, he would have revealed the truth of Christ to them, and they would believe. The third thing here to point out is that no one can remove the faith of who Christ is from the believer because it is God who caused them to know and believe the truth. In John 10, Jesus very clearly states, "No man can pluck or remove those that believe in him from his hand or from the hand of the Father." The true believer is not saved because of anything that they've done, but because of what God the Father has done, and because of what God the Father has done, Christ saves him. True faith cannot be taken from the true Christian. This is something that should be discussed at length with your students, and it should be something that to be explained, and is something that is to be a great comfort to the true Christian. The salvation of saints is securely in the hands of the Father and the Son together, and their salvation and eternal life is a guarantee because of who brought them to faith in Christ and because of who is saving them. So you should take some time to discuss it with your students. This is another very key aspect of the Christian faith and, of course, for our assurance of salvation. The fourth thing to discuss here is that the true convert is brought to Christ by the Father and saved by the Son, so that when Christ returns, the true Christian will not be ashamed or disappointed, meaning that their faith is a solid faith, a true faith, a guaranteed faith, because it is built upon not them, not what they think, not what they believe, but it is built upon what the Father has done and what the Son has done. And they are the true witnesses. And this is where the foundation of the confidence and the guarantee of salvation is. It does not rest in the person. It rests in what God the Father has done and God the Son. And this is something you should discuss with your students as well. Their assurity of salvation is not based upon them or what they think, or what they did, or what they believed. It's based on who did something, what God the Father did, and what God the Son did. That is their assurance of salvation, and that's what it should be built on. Now, the fifth thing here to discuss is that if the professing Christian cannot say that their life is evidenced by desire and growing power to live a righteous life devoid of sin, then they will be ashamed at Christ's coming, and they have no comfort or assurance of salvation in Christ. This is something that you should ask your students to examine concerning themselves and their lives. Before we end this lesson, it is important to point something out concerning the truths that we've discussed in this lesson. Now, no one can create faith in anyone. It is something that has either been given to them or not. What the Bible teacher does, like John, is to sow the seeds of the gospel message, but they do not save anyone. You cannot save your students or your children. That is something that only God can do. That is His choice. To worship God is to accept all the deeds of God and call them good. This includes who He chooses to reveal the truth of His Son to and who He does not. This is important for the Bible teacher to understand and something that you should teach your students as well. Now remember that more questions and answers can be found on the Moral Foundations website at moral-foundations.com, but this will wrap up Lesson 4 of the book of 1 John entitled, Who is Jesus, the Father's Hand, and Righteous Living?